Join me in prayer, please. Our Father, we are here this morning on Sunday, September 11th. That's a date that looms ominously as a day on America's calendar because it reminds us that there are still plenty of people in this world who seek to kill, steal, and destroy. It also reminds us that life is fragile and this is not a safe planet. This year, as we remember the lives lost, the world also mourns the loss of a queen. As the United Kingdom installs their new king, the world is once again missing the point by suggesting that things like stability and security are found in world leaders. Ironically, our passage today reminds us of what the news won't tell us. That Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As we wade through this passage, give us eyes to see the ongoing battle between the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. Remind us that things like peace and security and hope are found in Jesus Christ alone, not in earthly regimes. Most crucially, help us to know our place in all of this. That as believers, we serve a king and a kingdom that is different. One that is slowly and surely advancing on this world. Fill us with hope in our hearts so that we can realize our place in your story. And so we can faithfully announce the good news to this world that they so desperately need to hear. The life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ has started something new. That it's already begun. That all creation is currently being restored. What a message that this world needs to hear. And may we also proclaim to look to Jesus, who is sure to return and has promised to finish the job that he began. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.